أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the Ramadan Quran reflection taken from Juz 13, Surah Yusuf, Ayat 53. And I do not acquit myself. Indeed, the soul is a persistent enjoiner of evil, except those upon which my Lord has mercy. Indeed, my Lord is forgiving and merciful. This reflection is the discussion of that which is within us, that is the reflection of Nafsul Amara, the commanding self. In enlightened Quran, it is said perfectly that many Islamic narrations have pointed out the dangerous qualities presented in the soul regarding giving excuses for its evil tendencies, self-satisfaction, and self-gratification. As the results of corrupt reasoning, which are continued among the greatest of the traps laid by the shaitan. So how does one overcome this self, which could potentially destroy us if we do not rein it in like a tame horse? We should, one, recognize that this part of us needs to be addressed, or else we will easily be corrupted and it will lead to our destruction. Two, recognize what is in us that needs fixing and attention. Example, maybe we have an issue in our soul that commands us to lie. This is from our Nafsul Amara, which has told us to do this evil act. 3. Refrain from listening to the self, but instead redirect the self to tell that truth, and therefore one will develop Nafsul Lawama, the self-approaching soul. The self-approaching soul is the part of us we need to develop so that it dominates within, and therefore we will do good. Number 4, the more we develop the reproaching soul, the more it will dominate the commanding self. Number 5, always keep the reproaching soul in control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to first recognize that within us that is in need of correcting, and then to remove it from ourselves permanently. Amin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Wa akiru dawana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.